Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Tanis, Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, discusses the chazan, which is necessary to be mitzi the rabbim during the tefillah of a Tanis. And from here we learn what's necessary for a chazan all the time. And the Mishnah says that maridim fnei teva zakin v'ragil v'yishol banim u'beisarekam kiddush yehei liba shalom b'tefillah. And the Gemara adds on a little bit more. The Gemara in Daf Tzayin says also he has to be a person who's in Marutzul Am, Yeshon Ne'ima, Kol Arev, Baki Likrois, the whole list of Tanaim that are necessary for the Chazan to be Chazan, and this is Paskin Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says that in order to be a Memana, Shech Tziba El Tziba, he has to be Hagan, he has to be Rekam Averis, Shlo Yetzel of Shem Ra, Fil Bi Aldusai, he has to be an Anav, Marutzul Am, Yeshon Ne'ima, Kol Arev, Baraga Likrois, Batayinavim Ksuvim. So basically, all these Milas mentioned in the Mishnah and Gemara, Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Now there's a maisa that happened in Brisk. Someone once came to Reb Chaim. There was a guy who was a chazan who had all these milas. He was the whole Rishima. He was a chazan for many years, but then at a certain point they fired him. They fired him, and the Kila claimed that his voice is no longer what it used to be. It's no longer that same quality of Kola Arev, and therefore they fired him. Now this chazan was not happy with that, and he came to Reb Chaim, and he came with Tainas. He said, it's not right for them to fire me. And he said, it's true that my voice is not the same as it used to be, but he said, but look at all the other milas, I still have them. He was still Mutzala Kahal and his Braga Likrois, he was an Anav, everything else he had. So he said, there's the whole bunch of milas that the Shulchan Aruch brings, right of them I have, I'm only missing one of them, so you go Basa Raiv, if I have most of them, what right do they have to fire me because I'm missing just one mila, the mila of Kola Arev? And Reb Chaim told him that you're making a mistake and they're correct for firing you. And Reb Chaim said like this. He said, even though there's a list of a bunch of milas over here, but there is a sadistic chilik between all the milas and the mila of Kola Arev. He said, all the other milas are milas. They're in yanim that the chazan has to have in order to be a chazan. But he said, but Kola Arev is not just another mila. Kola Arev is the chefz of a chazan. That's the whole essence of what a chazan is. A chazan is a person who has a Kola Arev, has a nice voice that could lead the tefillah. That is the mitzvah of a chazan. If you're missing that, having all the milas without the chefza is garnished. If you have the chefza of a chazan, you have kol ha'ariv, and then in addition, you have to have all those milas. And if you have rov of them, not all of them, then okay, yesh ladan, maybe that's enough. Maybe you don't need every mila. But if you have all the milas in the world, but you're missing the essence of what a chazan is, you're missing kol ha'ariv, then you're missing the mitzvah of a chazan, and having the milas without a chefza is not going to work. And therefore, he said they're correct for firing you. That was the Reb Chaim's yesite over here in this beer of the milas and the chefza. And it's interesting, in the so this milas is brought down in the Pnina Rabbeinu Hargiz from Mordechai Scholzinger, but in the Sufas Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi on Tainus, it's a likut of Reb Chaim's Tarim, Masechus, on a lot of different Masechus, but they have on Masechus Tainus, so they bring down over there that there was one of the children of the Biskar Rav during his bar mitzvah pshatel used this maisa of Reb Chaim to be mazber a shver rabbim in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. He said, Gevaldik Pshat. Basically, the rabbim says in Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dal Halacha Beis, that there are three simanim that are needed in order to be ma'aber the shana. Ala tkufa, ala aviv, al peresa ilan. That's what the Gemara says. Those are the three things that are needed to be ma'aber the shana, either because of peresa ilan, because of the aviv, or because of tkufa. And the Rambam ends off, and the Rambam says, "Well, siman zeh." But on the siman of tkufa, samechin u'me'aber min'cheshin siman acher. If you only have the siman of tkufa, if the tkufa of the shana is not working out at the right time, that's enough to be ma'aber the shana, even though you don't have the other two simanim of peres ha'ilan and aviv. That's how the Rambam paskins. Now the Rama in his Asogas over there asks on the Rambam. He says, "It's kenaged the Gemara." The Gemara says, "Beferish in Sanhedrin and Yidalf and Beis." It says, "Al beis ma'abrim, al echem mem ein ma'abrim." You're only ma'abrim the shana if you have two out of the three, but one siman alone is not good enough. So how could the Rambam say that just having the siman of the tkufa is enough? L'char it's mivun the Gemara. They need two out of the three, but one alone is not good. So the son of the Biskar Rav, in his bar mitzvah shatel, wanted to answer this kashalpi that ma'aser that happened through Reb Chaim, barring that yisaid of Reb Chaim. And he said the same Reb Chaim is saying by the Chazan, there's a musig of the Chefza of the Chazan and the Milas. He says the same thing is true by Ibra Hashana. It's true the Gemara says there's three things that are needed to be Ma'abar the Shana. There's the Tekufa, there's the Aviv and the Paris, but they're not equal. They're not all equal. He said the Aviv and Paris, those are Milas. Those are in Yanim, things that could be used as a sniff to be Ma'abar the Shana. But what is the Chefza of Ibra Hashana? The Chefza of Ibra Hashana is Tekufa, making sure the Tekufa falls out at the right time. That is the essence of Ibra Hashana. That's what it's all about. So he said, when the Gemara says you need two out of the three and not one, the Gemara is referring to the other two that are milas ba'alma. If it's just a mila, then one alone is not good enough. You need to have two. And then if you have two, it's enough to be ma'abir the shana. But if the tkufa, which is not a mila, that is the essence of what Ibra Shana is all about, to make sure the tkufa comes out the right time, for that you don't need another one. That alone, avad, is good. That is the whole chafts of Ibra Shana, and tkufa alone is good. And that is not what the Gemara is talking about when the Gemara says you need two and not one. So that was his beer in the Rambam, very nice beer. I'll pee this aside from Reb Chaim. He used it to answer the Rambam in, by Ibra Shana as well. And he brings down over there that Rabbi Zalman apparently was at that bar mitzvah drasha, and he was so nispal from this teretz, and he got up and said it's a gavalik upshat. He's very nispal from how the svar that he used from this Reb Chaim to be miyash upshat in the Rambam, but al kapanim, that's the aside of Reb Chaim over here, to be mazber the inyan of the milus of the chazan.